New York's John F. Kennedy International Airport is among the busiest in the U.S. Every day, over 1,000 flights take off and land there. And each year, more than 50 million passengers pass through the gates. But something else is happening, too. Not far from the terminals and the moving walkways, there's a class in session. Gabriella Emanuel of NPR's Ed Team went to check it out.
Mike Fisher's classroom has 6 wheels, 2 wings, and a tail. That's right. It's a Boeing 727.
All right, so these are nose ties. These get less pressure. These get 130 PSI.
Fisher is underneath the plane, teaching a couple dozen high school students. We're out on the tarmac, surrounded by hangars and warehouses, and just a couple minutes from JFK's passenger gates.
And whenever you put air in the tires, always take out a chalk, because otherwise you won't be able to get them out when you put the new air in the tires.
Fisher's a Bronx native. He's wearing his Yankees cap. He's been teaching for 26 years and working on planes for longer. He pauses the lesson to introduce me.
This is Gabriella, by the way. She just flew in from D.C. on Delta.
Airline companies are a big deal at Aviation High School. This is a highly sought-after school in the nation's largest school district. It has one campus in Long Island City and one here at JFK. All told, this school has more than 2,000 students. They graduate with a diploma and a license to work in the aviation industry. That means all the normal classes, English and history, plus pneumatic power controls and airflow systems.
It's hard. They have the longest school day in New York City.
Is that right?
Yeah. Some start at 7:15 and get out at 3:30 or 4:15.
And that doesn't count commute time.
One bus, 2 trains.
2 trains and a bus.
Yeah. 2 buses and a train was close to 2 hours.
Jonathan Manishore, Calvin Govindasamy, and Ryan Prasad say it's worth it. They take me inside, where the first class passengers would sit. The seats have been turned around to make a classroom. Calvin's particularly excited to show me the cockpit.
Now we're going to supply hydraulic power on this plane. We have 2 electric pumps, electric A pump, electric B pump.
Airplanes are full of complex systems that require advanced physics and math. That means as soon as students learn a concept, they get to try it out. Calvin's inspecting a crankshaft.
Check that using a micrometer. Since it's a circular object, we have to check 2 axes, the x-axis and the y-axis.
Today, it's coordinates, angles, and rotation.
Tomorrow, we'll be doing the magnetic particle inspection. It's like, it'll basically magnetize the part, and using a UV light, we'll be able to see cracks.
But as much as Calvin likes working on this old 727, he prefers the real thing.
The best part of my day is going to Delta. Like, I look forward to going to Delta.
Right after school, he goes to a paid internship. Every student at the JFK campus is paired up with a company, say Delta or JetBlue, and works alongside a technician or an engineer.
I do an 8-hour shift, 2 o'clock to 10 o'clock in the night.
Every day?
6 days, 5 to 6.
He's hoping to get hired as soon as he graduates, and Mike Fisher, his teacher, says that's likely. Almost all the JFK students get job offers.
99% of the class has jobs right out of high school. It's nothing to sneeze at. I have some students that are already making over $100,000 a year.
This is significant, given that most of the students at Aviation High School come from low-income families. But it doesn't stop at a well-paid job. The vast majority of the students also go on to college.
I plan to go to college and get my education degree.
Calvin wants to work at Delta, but he also wants to be a teacher right here at Aviation High School. The school tells me this is a common path. Vocational education leads to a job, which lets students go to college and also avoid debt.
Folks, flight deck, welcome aboard 4133. Jeffridge is off the
As I buckle my seatbelt on my return flight on Delta, it's Calvin and his classmates out on the tarmac checking that very row of planes. Future aircraft technicians and future college students. Gabriella Emanuel, NPR News.